Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We're not getting carried away. I think it's one we were disappointed in a performance level. And Crystal Palace, I felt that we couldn't go on much more than that. So, but from Ludogorets, we've shown great confidence. And obviously, two tough teams to play against, Stoke and Leicester. You know, I think I'll be delighted with the 6 points, and now we have to prepare and focus for Sunderland at the weekend.
Welcome to Anfield. Today could crown a perfect 7 days in a season which has had us feeling pretty low at times, you have to admit it. But wins over Stoke and Leicester have seen the confidence return and rise, and the points rack up as well, most importantly. And Liverpool start today's Premier League fixtures 5 points from fourth place. That's currently occupied by Manchester United. Well, December's a month loaded with big fixtures, and as such, Brendan Rodgers eases the playing time on his captain, Steven Gerrard, and starts him on the bench today. Basel here midweek, that's a fixture that will decide whether Liverpool continue in the Champions League. And an away fixture at Manchester United next week before a home tie with Arsenal the week after. And you can see how many things Brendan Rodgers has to consider at the moment. But he makes two changes from the win against Leicester midweek. And those two changes see Alberto Moreno and Philip Coutinho come into the side. Javier Manquillo and Steven Gerrard are the two who make way. Liverpool's 11 today. Mignolet in goal. Johnson, Skrtel, Torre and Moreno. Henderson and Lucas in the midfield. It's Lallana, Coutinho and Sterling behind Ricky Lambert. And on the bench for the Reds, Brad Jones, Jose Enrique, Dejan Lovren, Steven Gerrard, Emre Can, Joe Allen and Lazar Markovic. Sunderland here off the back of a 4-1 defeat midweek to Manchester City, but prior to that, that was their first defeat in five games, and they've actually drawn three of the last four Premier League fixtures. In goal, Costel, Pantilimon, Virginie at right back, O'Shea and Brown, the two centre-halves, experience there. Revelaire on the left side of the defence, Bridcut, the holding midfielder. Out wide on the right-hand side, Adam Johnson, Connor Wickham on the left flank. In the centre, Sebastian Larsson alongside Yuri Gomez, and up front it is Altidore. On the bench for Sunderland today, Vito Minone, Lee Catamore, which is a surprise, he's hugely influential for the team, Jack Rodwell, Stephen Fletcher, Ricardo Alvarez, Will Buckley and Thomas Robson. The referee in charge of today's fixture is Neil Swarbrick. Fourth official Craig Pawson. Toss has been made, full house inside Anfield, and 7 days which could really turn Liverpool's season around. So the referee draws everyone together. Sorry, I thought the toss had been made. It's just about to be made. The ball's rolled in towards the referee. Our managers take to the dugouts down there, and alongside me a man who used to patrol that dugout himself. I'm sure you enjoyed this moment, didn't you, Roy, just before things got underway?
Well, you weren't getting beaten this day, that's for sure. No, obviously, this is the bit you want. The football at the end of it is what you want in your week. You work hard during the week. You train incessantly, you do your tactical stuff and technical stuff. Now it's down to the lads on the pitch. They've got to do their bit. I think it's really important today that we don't give ourselves a mountain to climb. We don't lose a goal early on as we did in the week. We made a great comeback. But it'd be just nice to be have a real good, solid performance again and take away the 3 points. But all to play for. You've got to be your best to beat these teams. These teams don't come and lie down. Sunderland will be no difference. And they've certainly got a goal threat. I think the idea is actually that, they're not playing maybe their best team. Normally, you'd look for Fletcher in there, who's been a dangerous player. But Altidore has been dangerous too. So we've got to deal with the aerial side of it. We've got to deal with what they throw at us. But most of all, we've got to play well ourselves.
So Sunderland's kick-off. Liverpool have won the toss because Sunderland are shooting towards the cop in the first half, and they play the ball all the way back to their keeper, Costel Pantilimon. Very tall figure, strikes it out right-footed, and it goes out of play for a Liverpool throw on the right-hand side. Liverpool in all red, and I'm ever so slightly colourblind, but I can't possibly tell you the exact colour of Sunderland's kit. It's sort of a, I'd say light blue, but it's, what is it, Roy?
Somewhere between
sea blue.
It's between somewhere between Everton and Man City, isn't it?
It's in the middle.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. It's all one colour. And there's Johnson heading down the right line. It's come off Reviere. And out it goes for a throw-in, which Johnson takes. He's back on the right side of the defence today. Lucas plays it backwards to Skirtle. How good has Lucas been in the games which he's featured? Proper destroyer for the side. And here he is. One touch, tips it forward onto the halfway line and plays a sensible pass out to Moreno on the left wing. Taken over by Coutinho, looks for the ball round the back of the defender, Virginie. In gets Sterling, crosses into the box and is stopped on the edge of the penalty area. And Sunderland looked to play it away short and, in fact, left-footed, cleared by Adam Johnson.
Great chance down there for Sterling. Great run. Got behind the defence. The ball into the box wasn't quite accurate enough. But a good start.
I'll tell you what that made me think. We've not seen enough early goals for Liverpool this season, have we, Roy? I mean, because we had them last season all over the place, didn't we? But surely they'll start to come back in some form.
But that's a nice positive start from Raheem. I want to see him go forward more and take a few more chances in their half.
The game.
Here's Lucas into the centre circle, dribbling the ball upfield, gives to Ricky Lambert, played back to Jordan Henderson, and then presses a pass out to the right wing, and Johnson's got up to the right edge of the penalty area, comes infield past Connor Wickham, into the box, a 1-2, a lovely 1-2, returned by Lallana to Johnson, just evaded Johnson as he was bearing down on the six-yard box.
Yeah, great bit of play. Ricky Lambert holds it up, plays Johnson into the game. Johnson gets down the right flanker, a little 1-2 with Lallana, just doesn't get it quite right, and it goes out for a goal kick, but good play from Liverpool.
O'Shea wraps it in low to Adam Johnson's feet, plays it a 1-2 with Altidore. Sunderland progressing with quite a few numbers, the blue shirts pushing forward. Johnson tries to line up Akhil Aplass, rolls it to the left side of the Liverpool penalty area. Lallana can't get it off his man. It's come out to the left wing. The cross comes in from Gomez and it's gone right through the Liverpool penalty area and gone out for a Liverpool throw at the end right next to the corner flag. And yeah, as he was trying to get it, Virginie then slipped into a couple of fans.
Yeah, it was a decent ball in from Gomez, a lot of pace on it. Zipped across the edge of the six-yard box and no one got any contact.
Gomez with a pass down the left side into the Liverpool penalty area and a terror of a mistake by Martin Skirtle to run it into touch over his dead ball line. I don't know whether he slipped. Something seemed to give way, but he ran it out when he really didn't need to.
They're the type of little mistakes that you don't need. You know, we're coming out of a period where we've not played our best football and you're trying to get confidence. Little mistakes like that can be so costly.
So Liverpool to defend the corner. In fact, just conceding from set pieces. They've conceded six goals from set pieces this season. It's been a reoccurring element. They need to keep them at a minimum. But Sunderland have a first corner of the game and they'll have done their homework on this Liverpool defence. In the box, Lambert, Skirtle, Torre trying to stop Altidore. And the ball is dead, put to the edge of the penalty area for Gomez. Out towards the left wing, Larsson crosses in and Skirtle given a chance to head away, but it's stopped by a Sunderland player, right-footed, rifles it wide of goal. It was Jordi Gomez who got the purchase on the ball. An interesting take, really, on how they approached that corner, given how Liverpool have struggled with set pieces.
Yeah, to be fair, they left three players up front. They pushed three players further up the pitch. Obviously, that means Sunderland are going to have four, so they maybe give themselves a little bit more space to pick up and not make it such a melee that it was. So it was interesting tactic from Brendan.
It's Sterling now. He's 10 yards into the Sunderland half. Tries to run at Bridcut, releases the ball for Lallana, picks it up right edge of the Sunderland penalty area. He's just shepherded a bit wider. Then he tries to bring the ball with a trick infield. Played on for Lambert, who gets up above his man, John O'Shea. Struck the header, but it was wide at the end. First bit of enjoyment, really, for the home crowd.
Yeah, good day play by Lallana on the right-hand side of the box. You know, a couple of dummies, steps over it, and gets just past the fullback. Whips the crossing. Just a little bit too high for Ricky Lambert. Just couldn't get it down into the bottom corner. But, yeah, good attack. Better.
Sterling then sends it forward, but only wraps it into the midriff to Philip Coutinho, who felt that full force. Lucky break for Liverpool, and Henderson gets it. Not been overly involved in the game, but he plays it out to Coutinho left side. Coutinho now asking questions of the Sunderland defence, takes it himself. Pantilimon saves at his near post. Gets down very low, a massive frame on him, and Coutinho went for goal himself.
Yeah, he did well. He went down the left flank and cut inside on his right foot. Didn't quite connect on it, but it was still needed to be saved by Pantilimon, and he did it well. But again, a glimpse of what we would like to see Liverpool do more often.
Coutinho out to Sterling on the left wing. He's chipped it into the area. Good positioning with that cross. Lambert heads it down towards the penalty spot. Then a flicked ball away by Larsson just clears the danger.
Yeah, it's a great ball again into the far post. And Liquid Lambert has a great head down. But people have got to be, once it goes towards Liquid Lambert, you're going to start racing into the box to try and get in the end of it. And knocks it down. Nobody's there.
Sunderland attack, and it's run over the dead ball line by Glenn Johnson as he just gets round the back of, I think it was Gomez or Reviere. Larsson's corner for Sunderland. Oh, clear header, and it's over the bar by Wes Brown. Should have scored. Last action of the first half should have been Sunderland going ahead, and Wes Brown has somehow missed his big moment. Yeah, it finishes 0-0.
What a fantastic chance for Wes Brown. But again, where are we? Where are we not getting on the end of that? Why are we not challenging for that? It's a free header. Should score.
I mean, he's literally just outside the six-yard box.
It should score. It's a poor miss.
Okay, weighing up the first half then, and where Liverpool can quite reconfigure themselves and get the best out of the second 45. Is it the captain?
I think you've got to think about bringing Stephen on somewhere, that's for sure. I don't think it was in Brendan Rodgers' plans. I think he was hoping to get maybe a little bit more and get into a lead and maybe not have to use him, but the way it's going. And there's certainly not the creativity there. We're not creating chances. It's been a poor game all round, unfortunately. And I say Liverpool probably are lucky not to be a goal down, certainly with that last kick of the game, or last Roy, header of the game.
Let's put a line under it, shall we? That first half was quite forgettable. I'll let Roy Evans have a little break and a cup of tea.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
OK, the referee's walking out to the centre circle with the ball. There's been no changes as far as I'm aware. The Liverpool side are back out there. It means that Brendan Rodgers is sticking with Simon Mignolet in goal, Glenn Johnson right back, Martin Skrtel, Kolo Torre, the centre halves, Torre the left of those centre backs, Alberto Moreno left side of the defence, Jordan Henderson, Lucas, two in midfield, and then there's three, Lallana wide on the right, Sterling on the left, Coutinho in the centre, Lambert up front. I'm trying to think who's made the most impact for Liverpool in that first half. I won't think about that, I'll let Roy Evans tell me.
Nobody. You've got to be honest in the game, to be fair. Nobody's made that great an impact. Still in the early part, about a few runs down the right-hand side, left-hand side, which he's just about to do now with a bit of success. But besides that, nobody.
Liverpool in all red, choosing to the cop end. Coutinho finds it, edge of the area, gets a shot and a nick off it as he shot deflected wide right of the goal of Pantilimans' goal area. Corner kick for Liverpool, start of the second half of play with the score 0-0.
Well, there looked a little bit more urgency about that attack, to be fair, a bit more pace about it.
Coutinho now lines this one up. He's been far from his best today. He's struggled with his form and he gets a cross in which Wickham heads away, sent back in by Lallana. Wickham then with another chance to clear, sort of scuffed clearance, but Adam Johnson got possession of it. It's given Sunderland a chance to attack, and there's four back for Liverpool but three attacking for Sunderland, and that's good rushing back from Lallana to unsettle Johnson and win playback.
Well, it was good work by Lallana because Liverpool were in a bit of trouble.
Oh, he slipped on it, Lallana, and then Adam Johnson almost came back into a moment for Sunderland. And that was almost a horrible
comedy of errors at the minute, isn't it?
Liverpool come again. Moreno down the left. Steven Gerrard still waits to be brought on in the second half, which I'm sure he will. Crossing from Sterling and caught by the keeper Pantilimon. But it's goalless at the moment. Tuesday night sees Liverpool-Basel here, a game which Liverpool have to win to progress to the knockout stages of the Champions League. So drama on Tuesday night. And then, of course, next weekend, an away trip to Manchester United. The big ones are racking up, aren't they? There's Skrtel with a header over the top of Altidore and away. On the bench, incidentally, for Sunderland, Lee Catamol, big sure. player for them, Stephen Fletcher as well. But here comes Yordi Gomez, it's opening up for him, he shoots from distance, and gosh, did the keeper know that was going wide? Well, it's gone out for a corner, left-footed, he took the shot.
Yeah, a bit of deflection, I think, just made it worse for the keeper, but just went past the post. But again, Liverpool just got caught, give the ball away. Sunderland nearly punished them for it.
Sunderland's fans behind that corner area where Sebastian Larsson is currently placing the ball on the quadrant. coming short for it is Adam Johnson, but I think Larsson intends to get this one stuck into the box, right footed. He does, it's an in-swinger, and it's caught on just over his line by Mignolet, who looks for the early strikeout, and right footed, he's clipped one upfield for Adam Lallana. He's held play well as Lallana, done really well. And he's tried to then put a diagonal ball across to the run of Henderson, but it's intercepted by Virginie. Here's Larsson.
They started the game bright in the second half, but they keep making these mistakes, which keeps knocking them back down again, doesn't it? Little daft things.
Chipped into the area, O'Shea heads it on, and Altidore stole into an error on the right-hand side of the six-yard box, and it needed Martin Skrtel to get to the ball first, and with his laces, he's just towed it over the top of the crossbar.
Could have gone anywhere off Martin Skrtel's boot, to be fair, could have gone in the back of the net, but at least he was there to try and get away the danger.
QPR 1, Burnley 0. So more goals happening. Leroy Fer for QPR. Corner kick for Sunderland. The pace of the game isn't suiting Liverpool. It's very stop-start at the moment. There's a corner kick from the right for Sunderland into the Liverpool box. Headed away by Skrtel. Met on the volley by Wickham. And he's just crashed at it. Left-footed, flung his left leg at that ball. Could have gone anywhere. And thankfully for Liverpool, it went dramatically wide on the right-hand side. Well, more clinical finishes would have punished Liverpool for that.
Well, again, from a set play, and we've been caught out again. It wasn't a great clearance, and he got a little bit on the ball, and it drops to Conor Wickham, who hits it on the volley, but if just drags it to the right of the far post, and fortunately for Liverpool, he got away with one.
Here's Sterling, rolls it for Lucas. Lucas's shot saved by the keeper, Pantilimon. Lucas, well, his shot was on target.
Yeah, Sterling did well again, came inside and just laid the ball into the path of Lucas, struck it well enough, but not enough to beat the keeper.
It's Coutinho, gets a shot, took a deflection, goes over the top of the crossbar.
Better. I mean, to be fair, it livens the crowd up. Again, it's OK, it's well wide and it's a bit high, but at least it's a good effort at goal. Livening the crowd up, the crowd will liven the players up.
Liverpool back in the forward flowing motion with Gerrard on the left-hand side. They need some of his inspiration. His cross in is charged down by Virginie.
He's just livening the game up just with his closing people down, his enthusiasm.
Here he is again, throws one into the box. Lambert heads it down, dangerous area. Coutinho hits it straight into the body of Bridcutt, who couldn't have moved. And out it comes, and right back in towards the Liverpool half of the field. Well, that started from Gerrard. Gerrard looking for Lambert, and Lambert doing what he's there for.
And then a great volley by Coutinho, which was blocked.
Johnson out to Wickham right side, tries to take Torre on, who blocked him out pretty well, and then Sterling wins it. Doesn't look like he's tired at all. Sterling starts from his own half. Gerrard makes the diagonal run round the back of him. Still Sterling, he's gone very central now, he's looking everywhere. Still Sterling, surely not. He's teed it up for Coutinho, great chance, double-handed save by the keeper, and wrapped away at the end. Well, Sterling's run seems never-ending then for Liverpool.
No, it was a fantastic run from Sterling. Got to the stage where he wasn't quite sure where to play it. George Coutinho, to be fair, took it well, decent save.
Buckley, and then a long shot, flies in, left-footed. Off Will Buckley.
Yeah, should have kept me mouth shut, didn't
I? Yeah, it was nearly 1-0 to Sunderland there, but a corner kick instead will be taken on the left-hand side. And Ricardo Alvarez, one of the substitutes brought on by Gus Poyet, lines it up, short to Buckley. Will Buckley to Alvarez. Alvarez then chips one into the penalty area. Skrtel heads clear. Met by Yuri Gomez, who sends it back out to Buckley. Left edge of the penalty area. Decent cross into the box. This is going to drop for Catamol. No, Catamol saw it bounce too high into him. Moreno then got the clearance onto his body and got it a bit further away towards Steven Gerrard. Gerrard midway in his own half. He sent a pass crossfield for Glenn Johnson. Johnson up to Sterling. Sterling falls on the floor. Some faint cries of a foul, then given away by Sunderland to Liverpool. Gerrard in the middle of the Sunderland half finds Sterling with a pass. Sterling jinks his way into the box, tees it up for Henderson, who tried the shot, but not much room to shoot through. Hit the legs of Wes Brown.
Again, Sterling should have really tried to get at him, trying to get on the outside of him.
And I think Sunderland are prepared to see out this one with good 9 or 10 men back. Markovic, though, asking questions, rushing forward, edge of the box, rolled into Sterling, left-footed shot, closed down, the follow-up shot from Henderson has too much lift on it, it lifts it right into the cop end.
Yeah, Steven Gerrard again wins the ball back. Great little ball. Markovic, ball into Sterling. Breaks again to Henderson on the edge of the box, but that's a poor, poor effort. You've got to be somewhere near the target. That's miles over, miles away.
Now Lucas is on the ball. Gives to Gerrard. You're after an almighty burst from him, aren't you? Instead, he finds one of those immaculate crossfield passes to Sterling. Ripple of applause for that. Sterling stands up to his man, takes on Virginie, lofts it into the penalty area, headed down by Lambert. There's a chance for Markovic. Gerrard's running through and yet again and gets trapped in all the legs in the penalty area and cleared away by Sunderland.
That's as good a bit of play as we've seen, really. Great ball from Gerrard, good work from Sterling. Markovic came inside. Lambert heads it down and Steven Gerrard nearly gets it, and Markovic nearly gets on the end of it. Far better.
Lucas to Gerrard, roll backwards, he's given it away, and Wickham's pounced on it, and Wickham's bearing down on Kolo Touré, and Gerrard rushed back and saved the day. And it just took too long, did Conor Wickham, and Gerrard made up for the gravity of his mistake.
Well, nearly a mistake by Steve, well, it was a mistake by Steven, but again, to be fair, like a good pro, he got up and got back and stopped it being any worse. But Liverpool got away with one a little bit there.
Will Buckley. Buckley then. Dispossessed referee standing underneath it. Yeah. Calls time on that and the game. It's as flat an affair as you could possibly imagine in the Barclays Premier League. And after two big wins this week against Stoke and Leicester, Liverpool come back to a level which they wouldn't really want to visit too often. They get a point out of it, but Liverpool 0, Sunderland 0.
Yeah, it wasn't Liverpool's greatest performance, that's for sure. Again, they've got a point out of it, but I'm sure they'd be really disappointed in the way the team have played. They've lacked a lot of creativity, certainly in the first half. First half was dire, to be fair. It was very poor to watch. The revival of Steven Gerrard did liven the whole thing up, and we had some chances, but not good enough really on the day. I mean, it was a poor performance overall. After getting a few wins under the belt, you thought confidence would be high, but it wasn't today. I just think again that when these teams come, you've got to have a different way to beat them. You can't just keep passing and passing in front of them. You've got to have people running behind them. You've got to have people getting down the flanks. And I think that's where, if you're gonna get round the back of them, you're gonna cause them problems, and that's where you'll win the game. But unfortunately, that didn't happen today.
We talked about perhaps the lack of creativity, but he had arguably his most creative players on there, didn't he? In Lallana, Coutinho, Sterling. Well, why did they not work as a unit, if you like, to offer more in front of goal? Because actually, I think shots on goal are down to one or two in that game for Liverpool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a little bit of overplay, maybe too many touches. Coutinho, too many touches. Sometimes Lallana holds on to it, Sterling a bit more. Maybe the ball, if you put it in a bit earlier, Lambert might get in the end of it. But even to be fair to Ricky Lambert, Ricky Lambert does what he does well, but he's obviously not great when it comes to movement. His movement is not prolific. I'm sure he'd say that himself. He causes problems in different ways. And what Liverpool need now, there was somebody who has got great pace, and not just Sterling. Great, if Sturridge was back, he would give us a different aspect altogether. But at this moment in time, we don't look like breaking anybody down, whether it be top teams or bottom.
We've got a manager who's incredibly positive. I'm sure he will say 7 points out of three games is a decent return. I think that's how he'll analyse his week, isn't it?
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, if you go back to Crystal Palace when we were like with a really low ebb, if you'd have said, well, we get points out of all the next games and we get two wins and a draw, then I think then he'd be happy with that. But you know yourself, when you play the game and you see where the game's sort of worked out, you feel it's a game we should have won or could have won. But again, credit to Sunderland. They came in, they had their game plan, they stuck to it, had a few half chances themselves. But overall, it was a pretty, pretty grim performance from both teams. It wasn't great to watch, for the spectators.
Well, I've got to throw this on your toes. You've got to name a most range man of the match, Roy Evans. So if you think through that Liverpool side, Sterling, Gerrard,
it's not difficult for me, because the guy who made the most influence of the game was Steven Gerrard when he came on the pitch. For me, I would say that's it. And obviously, people say, again, you criticise him, Brendan, for not playing him at the start. I'm not at all. Sometimes you have to try and work out what's right for the team and obviously what's going on next week. But the difference when Steven was on that pitch was immense from the time that he wasn't. So for me, if you're such a good player that you can make that much difference, you get the man of the match for me.
Post-match. I thought second half was much better. You know, I have to give credit to the players because it was, you know, our intention was to go and obviously to win the game. First half, as you say, was a little slow in the intensity. There wasn't too much happening in the game. But I thought second half, we pressed the game much better. With enough pressure in the right areas, but just the ball wouldn't drop to us and maybe needed that little bit of luck. So, but as you say, it was important for us that we kept a clean sheet. You know, we were having to go back to our basics of the game and making sure that we're solid and hard to beat. And it's, you know, it's two clean sheets in three games and 7 points out of nine this week. So it was a big effort by the players. I can't ask for any more than what they've given today. And, you know, the likes of young Raheem Sterling was fantastic today. You know, his quality, his energy, his running ability, his threat was incredible. And obviously, Stevie coming onto the field gives that world-class quality that, you know, that the team needs. And I thought he was brilliant when he came on. So as I said, we couldn't get the win, but we take a point and we move on.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.